Winfield, Kansas, at the Walnut Valley Festival, speaking to the United Nations guitarist Pat Kirtley. Could you give us a brief history about how fingerstyle guitar evolved, where it came from, and who were the pioneers?
Well, it seems to have started in the United States from the banjo. The banjo was the stringed instrument that everybody played, and guitar really wasn't very popular. And almost from the beginning, banjo was played with the fingers. To me, that's where the crossover occurred. The technique was there, and the tunes were there, and the playing style was there. And then guitars became more available, and people started buying guitars. And you could either play the guitar with a pick and strum the strings and play chords, which is how most people played it then, and most people still play it now. But then there were people who started to develop this technique of using your fingers. You know, the first people that we remember are the blues players from the Mississippi Delta.
Why don't you show us how Jerry Reed was influenced by Ray Charles?
Okay, well, here's a Ray Charles, as we say, lick. Here's a Ray Charles little pattern of notes that he would play on the piano that Jerry adapted to the guitar. Imagine a rhythm with it. It would be like... So that's a kind of a, it sounds like New Orleans, and, it sounds like Ray Charles, and this is the sort of sensibility that Jerry had when he was composing a lot of these tunes. They don't sound like anybody else's guitar music, and that's what we like about them. It's, when you hear a Jerry Reed tune, you know it.
We were talking to Stephen Bennett yesterday, and I asked him what advice would he give for the beginning fingerstyle guitarist. He said to Mary Rich, can you... elaborate a little bit on that?
The best advice I would give to a beginning fingerstyle guitarist, and it almost extends to any beginning musician, is to develop good practice habits. It's the thing that will propel you forward more than anything else will, and it's the thing that people regret the most after years of not doing it right. It's their regret that they didn't build that foundation of good practice habits. It's difficult to say in a few words what good practice habits are, but mostly it involves learning a tune, building a foundation, not just learning one little part of it better than the other parts, and learning the whole thing through beginning to end, and practicing it as a whole, going through beginning to end, and trying to approach it as a piece of music instead of a series of technical challenges that you have to get through. If you always keep in mind that it's music, it has a flow, it has a beginning, it has an end. Those things are what will allow you to progress as you get better. A lot of guitar players sit down at their practice session, they make themselves comfortable, get their favorite beverage out, and get the right view out the window that's pleasing, sit down with your instrument, and it's sort of like a comfort time for some people, and I see practice as work time. Some people see it as just like a comfort time. My guitar is going to comfort me. So you sit down and you proceed to play all the tunes that you already know how to play. And it's a good thing to do, and it's fun, but that's not a practice session. To me, a practice session is any time you sit down and you have a problem to solve and you proceed towards solving that problem during this period of time.